Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, July 25th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Biomed News Breaks. Targeting the unmet, Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, building portfolio for rare conditions. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, is developing SGX-945, an investigational drug designed to address the therapeutic gap in Behçet's disease. This rare autoimmune illness can have severe symptoms, and current treatments may have adverse effects. SGX-945 aims to modulate the body's immune response without suppressing it, offering a more targeted approach. Solagenix's commitment to developing SGX-945 aligns with its mission to address unmet medical needs in rare diseases. The company's pipeline includes products targeting inflammatory conditions and biodefense indications, demonstrating its dedication to improving patient outcomes in underserved populations.
Conquer Padel Awards, first ever U.S. Padel franchise to industry veterans, the Baker family. Conquer Padel has awarded its first ever U.S. Padel franchise to industry veterans, the Baker family. The Bakers, known for operating successful Planet Fitness locations, plan to open 50 Conquer Padel clubs across the country, starting with 4 in the Northeast. With Padel's popularity on the rise in the U.S., Conquer is offering entrepreneurs a chance to pioneer the sport's growth. The brand's community-centric model focuses on creating vibrant spaces that promote fitness and wellness while offering robust support for franchisees. As Conquer expands with the Bakers at the helm, they invite like-minded entrepreneurs to join them in making Padel a national phenomenon. For franchise inquiries, contact franchise@conquerpadel.com. How to avoid a failed foundation repair job in Perlin, Texas. Martin Dawson of Dawson Foundation Repair in Perlin and Houston, Texas, highlights the lack of regulation in the foundation repair industry. Most companies use the same basic repair method, the pressed pile, which may not be in the homeowner's best interest. Homeowners should research companies for complaints and lawsuits before hiring. It is crucial to choose a contractor with a warranty, no mandatory arbitration clause, and a high-quality repair method. Dawson Foundation Repair offers bell-bottom piers, a permanent solution without mandatory arbitration. Homeowners should be cautious of contracts with mandatory arbitration clauses, as they limit legal recourse in case of a dispute. It is essential to do thorough research and choose a reputable foundation repair contractor in Perlin, Texas.
Rumble Boxing co-founders launch The Pack, a first-of-its-kind boutique street defense-inspired group fitness experience in NYC. Rumble Boxing co-founders Noah Neiman and Andy Stensler have launched The Pack, a unique boutique fitness studio in NYC. The Pack offers a 50-minute group workout combining strength training, high-intensity cardio, and street self-defense. Set to open in early August 2025 in Manhattan, The Pack integrates strength and core training, endurance conditioning, and street defense and striking. The studio's branding features a Cerberus-inspired logo, symbolizing its three fitness modalities. Participants can expect a high-energy communal experience with a signature boiler room soundtrack and collaborations with industry figures. Pre-sales start on July 15th, with the studio aiming to match Rumble's success. For more information, visit wethpack.com or follow at WeThePack on Instagram.
Fueling Nevada's mining renaissance alongside Lahan Gold Corp, TSX, QB, LGC, XF. Walker Lane in Nevada is a key player in the mining industry, with Lahontan Gold Corp standing out for its focus on blending historical production with modern exploration. The region has drawn attention from both junior miners and major players, with Lahontan advancing 4 premier gold and silver prospects. Walker Lane has produced over 40 million ounces of gold, representing nearly 20% of Nevada's total output. Lahontan's strategic projects are capitalizing on this rich history and modern opportunities, positioning the company for growth in the mining sector.
Mining news breaks: Ucore Rare Metals Inc.'s TCQXUUAF Rapid SX Core to Blueprint to Secure Rare Earth Independence. Ucore Rare Metals, listed on the TSX.V as UCU and OTCQX as UURF, is at the forefront of establishing a secure rare earth supply chain in North America. With China's export restrictions in mind, the company aims to diversify sources, utilize Ucore's Rapid SX technology for modular refining, set up magnet-making hubs, create stockpiles and offtake agreements, and ensure traceability and ESG standards. Ucore's Rapid SX TM technology plays a crucial role in streamlining chemical separation processes, paving the way for a resilient and independent supply chain. To learn more, visit Ucore's website. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications services.
Rock breaks: Nicola Mining Inc., TSX, NIM, OTCQF, poised for steady production, long-term success in British Columbia. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSX.V as NEM and on the OTCQB as HUSEF, has begun processing high-grade gold and silver ore at its Merritt Mill facility in British Columbia. The company expects to process 60,000 tons of ore annually, producing 21,000 ounces of gold equivalent concentrate. CEO Peter Espig expressed excitement over Nicola's transition to a steady producer, taking advantage of current precious metal prices. The company has also expanded its geological team and is gearing up for an exploration campaign at the new Craigmont Project and Treasure Mountain Silver Mine. For more information, visit Nicola Mining's website.
Newton Golf, NASDAQ NWTG, positioned to capitalize on golf's record participation and sales boom. Newton Golf, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol NWTG, is well positioned to take advantage of the record participation and sales boom in the golf industry. The company's Newton Motion Shaft has gained popularity on the PGA Tour Champions and LPGA Tour, with over 50 professionals using it. Newton reported a remarkable 246% year-over-year revenue growth in the first quarter of 2025, driven by high demand for its shaft technology. With the summer of 2025 underway, the golf industry is expected to have a breakout season fueled by consumer demand, demographic expansion, and innovation. The National Golf Foundation reported a record-breaking 28.1 million on-course golfers in the United States in 2024, marking the seventh consecutive year of growth. This growth trend is expected to continue, making companies like Newton Golf well-positioned to lead in this space. Biomed News Breaks: Nutriband Inc. and TRB, innovation meets science through scalable platform. Nutriband Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol NTRB, is making strides in abuse deterrent drug delivery with its innovative fentanyl patch and buprenorphine candidates. The company's Aversa fentanyl patch, aiming for peak annual U.S. sales of $80 to $200 million, could be the first opioid patch designed to deter abuse and reduce accidental exposure. Nutriband is also developing Aversa buprenorphine, projected to reach peak U.S. sales between $70 and $130 million. Both products utilize Nutriband's scalable platform and are on track for global patent protection. For more information about Nutriband Inc. and its transdermal pharmaceutical products, visit Nutriband.com.
EV drone combo trend is gathering momentum. The EV drone combo trend is gaining momentum as more automakers explore configurations that combine electric cars and drones. What started as a novelty is now becoming a new niche in the automotive sector, with the introduction of more EV drone combos to the market. Companies like SolarBank Corp. are offering renewable energy products, making electric vehicles with drones a reality. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience and enhance their brand awareness. Survey finds that U.S. healthcare workers worry about personal safety. A recent survey reveals that about 60% of healthcare workers in the U.S. are worried about their personal safety at work, leading many to consider leaving their positions. This is a troubling trend as the healthcare industry is already grappling with worker shortages. If these safety concerns persist, healthcare policy providers like Astiva Health may face challenges in retaining staff. Investors can find updates on Astiva Health in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a communication platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering a wide range of services to help companies reach their target audience effectively. Q&A with Jody Berg, founder and CEO at MediaWorks. Jody Berg, founder and CEO of MediaWorks, leads a thriving media service company focusing on research, planning, buying, and analyzing media performance. With over $80 million placed in media, MediaWorks serves clients in healthcare, entertainment, education, energy, and real estate. The agency's success lies in sound research, top-notch service, strong ROI, and community involvement. MediaWorks' dedicated team, with 25% having over a decade of experience, ensures trust and long-term client relationships. By investing in technology like the Trade Desk for programmatic advertising, MediaWorks stays ahead of the curve. Looking ahead to 2026, the agency plans to continue growing in the Baltimore area with key leadership changes and a commitment to client service and growth.
Interview with Danny Jenkins, CEO of ThreatLocker. Danny Jenkins, CEO and co-founder of ThreatLocker, is a cybersecurity expert with over two decades of experience. He founded ThreatLocker in 2017 to provide proactive zero-trust solutions for businesses. Recently, Jenkins traveled to Dubai and Qatar to engage with CSOs and industry leaders, highlighting ThreatLocker's growth and success in sectors like finance and aviation. He also discussed evolving ransomware tactics, nation-state threats, and the importance of cyber hygiene. Jenkins emphasizes the role of AI in cybersecurity and advocates for a default deny approach to combat malware. For consumers, he recommends safeguarding personal data and using MFA. With a focus on security-first mindset, ThreatLocker continues to lead in enterprise-level cybersecurity solutions. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.